In the name of Jesus, the crew and the engineers wanted a safe flight, but others at NASA, apparently under intense political pressure, wanted a flight without further delay. On a cold day in January 1986, the mission of the space shuttle Challenger ended in tragedy. A subsequent inquiry revealed that NASA staff sometimes worked at cross purposes with one another. And so it was with Jesus and his disciples. Jesus tells them again that he must suffer and die. And St. Peter would have none of it. Peter believed, as did many with him, that Israel's Messiah had come for glory, not suffering. He didn't want to hear of suffering or killing unless it applied to the Romans and other unbelievers. Our Lord's response, "Get behind me, Satan," tells again and leaves no doubt that such thinking was at cross purposes with God's will. To hope for a magic Messiah who will do what we'd like him to do and not what we need him to do is to be at cross purposes with God. To think that death can be wished away, not confronted, not conquered, is to be at cross purposes with God. The way of redemption doesn't lead past any imaginary pitfalls or evil, doesn't lead past any pretend kind of death. The way of salvation must cross the path of our legitimate enemies, enslaving sin and eternal death. The way of salvation is the way of the cross. Now, it's not surprising that Peter's vision or his version of the Messiah are still attractive, alive, and well in our day. Even though it's cloaked in 21st century garb, the dynamic of false expectation is still at work. Many would prefer our Savior to talk about happiness and not righteousness, or about comfort and not discipleship. You've seen and you've heard the religious TV and radio broadcasts where all of the successes and happy stories are trotted out one after the other. Precious little is said of Christ. Precious little is said about the struggles and the sacrifices of faith. Go to a bookstore and you'll find lots of items pushing the warm fuzzies of the faith, but little about the hard challenges of living out the Christian faith in a fallen world. No, we're still tempted. We're still tempted to prefer the idea that God shouldn't bear a cross. Maybe it's because we love God and we don't want to see God suffer. Or maybe we love ourselves and we don't want to suffer as we take up our cross and follow him. Of course, there's no denying that the cross is the purpose of Christ's coming, the ultimate moment of unconditional love for you, for me, an epiphany of peace and forgiveness. When we give up our false hope for a comfy Christ, and we accept, by the power of God's Spirit, the necessity and the reality of Christ crucified, we no longer work at cross purposes to God. We will, instead, live with the cross as our purpose. Now, carrying that cross, oddly enough, brings a measure of great freedom. Freedom from wondering what life is all about. Because Christ is the life. And our direction in life is made clear. From the font to the altar, from confession to absolution, from the grave to the mansion prepared especially for you. In Jesus' name.